Hello, and welcome back to Beautiful Faults. I'm your host, Michelle, and I'm so happy you're here. Today is our first official edition of Friday Faves. I thought I would take about 5 minutes, give or take, every Friday to share with you some of my favorite tips and tricks and send you off into the weekend. This week, I want to talk about a topic that is sort of a buzzword out there. It's been a buzzword for quite some time, but it's really legit. And that is self-care. It took me many years and even more years in intense therapy with an incredible therapist to help me realize how important self-care really is. So digging right in, the first one that I want to share with you today is so simple, and this is a good time of year to mention it, but it's taking a walk outside. There is something about connecting with nature and feeling the wind on your skin and the sun in your face that goes deeper than we realize, and it's just a great and simple way to take care of yourself. I live in Michigan, so 4 to 5 months out of the year, it's dark and gloomy. And when spring hits and the sun is shining, we realize how wonderful it is to walk out of our front door without having to look like the abominable snowman. And so it's a great reminder how important it is to connect and reconnect with nature. The next one is another simple one, but I think it really goes unnoticed and it deserves more credit. And that is calling someone you love. In this age of pseudo connections with texting and Facebook Messenger, Instagram messaging, texting, I think I said that, it's really easy to feel like you're connecting with people, but you really aren't. And there is something that's really valuable and really special about hearing someone's voice. Maybe they need to hear your voice. So calling a loved one is a great, great way to practice self-care. So that definitely made the list. Next, we have compliment a stranger. I do this often, and I think my kids think I'm weird, but I have to always remember in the back of my head that they're also watching me and that I hope that I'm also setting an example. I'm a firm believer in law of attraction and energies going back and forth and karma and all that good juju stuff. And so complimenting a stranger is just another great way to put some positive vibes out there and hopefully get some back. And again, maybe that person needed your compliment today more than you needed to give it. So that's a win-win for everybody. The next one is to plan a trip or vacation. You know, even if at the moment you don't have enough money to do it, start to plan it anyways. My best friend her name is Sarah. She lives in Florida. And so we only get to see each other a couple times a year. Luckily, Joe and I both have family that live down there, so we have plenty of excuses to go down to Florida. But the time that we're together is amazing. But when we have to leave, it gets very sad and it gets really hard. So one of the first things we start doing when we get back home is planning our next vacation together, whether it's big or small. And it's a really great way to take care of our hearts and, more importantly, take care of our friendships. And the last one is to go to happy hour. This might be my favorite. No, I don't work in an environment where I'm in an office or I even have coworkers. So it's been many decades, I'd call it, that I've actually done a proper happy hour. But I know that a lot of you are listening do have jobs where you are in a office environment, or maybe you're the boss. And I think it's really valuable to have that buffer after you get out of work before you head home to your partner or your husband or your kids and to just really unwind. Now, it doesn't have to be a bar. It doesn't have to involve martinis and popcorn. It could be a coffee shop. It could be somewhere to grab tea. But I think that, again, just having that buffer between the two is really valuable. And I know for me, sometimes my happy hour is driving around in the car or taking the long way home after I drop one of my kids off from practice or if I'm on my way home from a shoot. And it's my happy hour. I listen to my favorite music. Maybe I'll drive through a Starbucks for, you know, a green tea frappuccino, or maybe I'll stop for coffee, or maybe I will even head into somewhere and grab a glass of wine by myself or call a friend. And there's something about it that works a lot like a reset button. and just puts you in a different frame of mind when you come through the door. And I think it's really, really great way to practice that self-care that's really important. So that's it. Super quick. I thought I'd give you five that were kind of a little bit outside of the box than what we normally hear. Hopefully you can take those into your weekend. And I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to catching up with you next week. And I will see you on the other side.